Welcome to episode 99 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
Yes, you are, and I'm Chris. And today, our theme of beers is coast to coast. It's another. I think we did a coast to coast episode a while ago, but we're doing it again. So we're going to start with some beers from the East Coast and work our way to the West Coast.
And why are we doing this? Because you live where, and where do I live?
Because I live in the middle of the coast.
And I live on the East Coast.
And we have my lovely wife, Sherry, here today.
Sherry is here. Hello. She's also originally from the East Coast. I'm actually originally
from the West Coast.
The West Coast.
I was born in California.
Right.
All right, so the first one is from a brewery that is well known to anyone from the Mid-Atlantic area, Dogfish Head Brewing Company's Eastern Seaboard.
Wait, what is this? What kind of beer is it? Oh, we're going to pop a cork. Everybody put on your protective eyewear.
I think we're all old and we wear glasses.
Yes. And here it comes. The cork's going to break. Here it comes. We're all old and things don't work. There we go.
That was a little...
Whoa.
It was kind of like a 50-year-old pop.
Yeah. Not as much gusto in that. Your horse was disturbed by that. Chris and Sherry have a large Bernese dog that I keep mistaking for a horse. Eastern Seaboard. Wild ale aged on blackberries and... Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that?
Yeah.
And beech plums.
Just don't read the tasting notes yet.
So beech plums, is that like a euphemism? Is that like road apples? Beech plums?
I think that's an actual fruit from something that grows on the beach.
Maybe. Plums? Have you ever heard of beach
look
plums?
It up.
Have you heard of road apples? No? You never heard of road apples? Have you heard of road apples?
Is that just an apple that's fallen on the road?
Ugh, good lord.
No, beech plum is a real thing.
Well, look up road apples real quick just for fun. Then we'll go back to the relevant
search history.
We'll go back to the relevant beach plums, but you know, hey, we got to fill up an episode.
Road apples. What is a road apple? A road apple is a term for animal feces, often on a road and from a horse. Okay.
That's what road apples are. So horse
beach,
poop.
Beach plums could be like the beach horses.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, are beach plums like road apples?
Beach plums are a real thing, returning native plants to the main landscape. They were once a common sight along barrier beaches and coastal regions of the Mid-Atlantic states to the maritime provinces of Canada. An unfortunate consequence of coastal development is the marked decline of this lovely plant that is now listed as rare in Maine, with small populations in just four counties, Cumberland, Knox, Sagadahoc, I made that up, and York. On my morning walks along Moody Beach and Wells, I witnessed the slow decline of beech plums on undeveloped parcels of land until the last patch was recently cleared to make room for a new house. That's not me saying that. That's the article author
saying
that.
You're also talking about Maine.
Yeah. Well, it said they grew all along the Eastern Seaboard, apparently. Eastern Seaboard.
Now, and we're on the East Coast. It's called Eastern Seaboard.
All right, so... From a looks perspective, this is a kind of a plum color, darkish color.
It's very bubbly. I wouldn't go
amber
with plum color.
I
go with amber. Yeah. Strong amber.
Not much head left on it after the pour.
Nope.
Smells a little sweet winey.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like, yeah.
Smells like
wine.
Or like a port or something.
There's a little sour notes. I'm going to bet it tastes sour. I can tell from your face that I was right. Is it sour?
It's
as a
sour.
Mofo?
Yeah. It's sour.
Tastes like a Dogfish Head beer to me.
Like,
it's not
experimental and funky, but I wouldn't want another one.
It's not super sour, though. It's actually palatable. I'm not making that weird thing I do every other... Wow, that's pretty good, actually.
I like that. It's got... A unique fruit flavor. I guess that's the beach plum.
I definitely taste... I don't know if a beach plum tastes like a plum, but I taste a plum.
They look like plums.
It has that plum finish.
Yeah. it made me at first think of that, what is it, that raison d'etre?
No, raison d'etre is all sweet honey.
But no, it's much better than that.
Yes, yes,
it's
better
than... My first taste was like, oh, it's going to be that.
Yeah.
But then it's good.
A jammy and tart wild ale with hand-picked blackberries and Eastern Shore beach plums. Did you say that earlier?
Mm-hmm, he did.
All right, it's barrel type red and white wine, 1 year aging in the barrel, Flora Britannomyces and Lactobacillus. Funk is about medium on the scale. Acidity is a little over medium on the scale. 7.2% ABVs. Alcohols by volumes. Pour gently. Looks pretty.
No, it's... Yeah, I was expecting... It's good. I was being... About
it's got a very unique and different flavor, and
I like it.
Yeah,
it's whatever that fruit is good. I need some of those beach plums.
Can't because apparently the last thing was cleared out in York.
Damn it!
And used to make this beer.
All right, I've got a little article before the next beer. It's a list. Five color beers featuring fall flavors, and this article was actually published in the Burlington Record, which I believe is in a different state. Is that correct? Burlington, Vermont, potentially?
Burlington, Vermont.
And so they're talking about five Colorado beers featuring fall flavors to give it a little more of the... We're in the fall, right? A little more fall stuff. So I'm just going to crack
Falstaff.
Through these and not say too much about
them. Did you
them.
Say Falstaff?
Eddie Lime Brewery's Pumpkin Patch Ale, New Belgium Brewing Company's Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin, Four Noses Brewing, that's one that I have beers from that was also my good Colorado beers list, Pump Action, New Terrain Brewing Company's Punky Masala, and Left Hand Company Brewing's Peanut Butter Milk Stout.
Ooh, I've had that one. Don't like it.
Can I do some fact checking here?
Yes, we like it.
Burlington Record is published in Burlington, Colorado.
Oh, that makes more sense, actually.
Yes.
Well, as opposed to a Vermont paper writing about Colorado beers yes. and their fall special.
Like, why would they write about Colorado beers when they've got good beers in Vermont? Where's Burlington? Let me fact check you back.
Yeah, you say it's in Colorado. Why don't you prove it? What zip code?
Burlington is... Let's see.
Yeah, I should have known by the paper, the web page, which is pretty sparse of information and has a lot of King Super ads.
Looks like it's in eastern Colorado.
Oh.
It's on 70 going east.
That John Dean territory up there.
Well, this is Nebraska. This is going towards Kansas, but yeah.
Okay.
And surprisingly, it's right near Kit Carson County Airport.
Kit Carson?
We learned all about him.
Wasn't he some famous Western guy and silver mining things?
Okay.
So while we're doing articles,
my beer drinking here.
Real quick. Is there anything in the infrastructure bill that's slated to pass the House tonight about breweries?
About beer and breweries? I don't know. That's
I would hope there is some investment in the infrastructure bill. Mm-hmm. No?
You don't have like an article that tells you something?
Oh, no. That was just a random thought that came into my head. So my article was craft brewers, COVID accelerates switch to cans. Mm. See, again, timely topics, so somebody can date in context when you post this 3 years from now when we're in our next pandemic. Now, we were talking about the original COVID pandemic.
The OG pandemic.
And we're talking about the
house. For our generation.
Infrastructure bill, Alec Baldwin killing somebody.
That's why you threw it in.
Halloween. Guy Fawkes Day. So, never mind. I can't speak anymore. There'll be no reading, but let's just say craft brewers today are now going more to cans because you can't have people come on site and their taps, putting in kegs is not worth the effort. So they're going to can it. And I think that goes along with why we have some heady topper making it all the way out to Colorado, because there's not enough people consuming beer from kegs and going to that distribution route. So straight to cans. Bottles do not age well, do not ship well. Cans allow for more geographic.
And if they're aluminum cans, they're infinitely recyclable.
Is that accurate?
What is that, Chris?
I don't see
about
that anywhere.
The Ball Arena here in Colorado, you know, the mason jar company, they also produce aluminum, and they're like the largest producer of aluminum cans. And they're all gazillionaires, and they did the naming rights. They took the naming rights from Pepsi. So the Pepsi Center is now the Ball Arena here.
Wait, the Ball Arena?
Yes.
That's got to be the butt of many jokes.
And hockey ball. They play
hockey ball.
Okay, our next beer, moving from the east to the west, but stopping here in Colorado area, is Cello West Artisan Ales Westfield, a saison aged in oak barrels, or saison. What is the proper way to say that?
Saison.
I think it's
saison. Saison. Go to Google Translate.
That's what I'm going to.
Fact check.
I know. I'm the Googler.
Oh, we got a reality person here. We can't make up our own rules like Trump. Cellar West Artesian Ales, Westfield.
Uh-oh. And Mike was correct. It's saison.
Yeah.
I actually knew that.
For season.
Saison. I think people are tricking us and saying instead of calling it sours, which nobody wants, we'll call them saisons and then put sours in them.
Yeah. It's got some smell to it.
I don't know.
Cloudier.
If it, wait, do me a favor.
Straw color.
Can I smell your glass? Because I'm not getting a bouquet.
Yeah, I get a little funkiness.
Okay, there's something wrong with my nose. I can't catch a bouquet anymore.
It's the COVID.
Totally COVID.
Timely.
Alec Baldwin, Halloween, Guy Fawkes Day. House infrastructure bill. Look
election.
At that face.
We just had an election.
Election, and the good guys lost in Virginia.
I don't know about this one.
So this one looks like it has a date on the back of it. Did you just buy this?
Yeah.
Today? It says
They're aged beer.
Did you just buy this today?
It says 8/06/19. So.
That's pre-COVID, man.
Yes.
We're drinking shit before
There's
COVID.
No COVID in this beer.
This is a COVID-free beer. That's why it tastes so funny. Well,
Cellar West Artisan Ales.
It tastes sweeter rather than sour. Why were you making that reaction to it, Chris?
I don't know. When I first drank it, I did a little recoil.
I did not catch... I was expecting a much more tart finish on this.
No, this is actually...
It's kind of sweet and it's kind of mellow.
This is more like a farmhouse saison, I would say.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised. I'm not getting the yeast or pepper notes, though, in this.
This pale saison is fermented in oak barrels... With our wild yeast culture, wheat, rye, and oats lay a pillowy mouthfeel beneath fruity notes of white grape and pear.
I would get a little pear. I'm going to agree with that.
This beer
I'm
will
not getting
evolve
any peppers.
With proper aging. See, it is supposed to be aged. And Cellar West Artisan Ales is a small brewer-owned and operated beer company in Colorado. We craft distinctive beers... That celebrate people, place, and purpose.
We jumped straight from Delaware to Colorado. There was no shit
Thank
in
you.
Between.
We're only doing three
too.
Beers. They're like big bottles.
All right, but this oh, I see. So it's east, middle, west.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's only three bottles, then I accept that.
This one's also from Lafayette.
It's very effervescent, and it's holding its legs a little bit.
Yeah. These are a group of bottles of larger bottles beers, and they're strong beers, and so
we're gonna. Man, I really like that. It's growing on me the more sips I have, but it does have that fruit finish. But you would think A with the yeast and the saison, and B with the rye that you would get more of that pepper. But I'm getting it's all smooth and sweet.
Look on the picture; it's like a party at Stacy Stabler's house.
Exactly. It does look like Stacy's house. Stacy's mom's got it going on. I don't know. All right. Too much politics. So we got our articles.
Oh, you want to get back to that? Listomania you had from last week?
Sure, let's pick it up. So, just to recap, last week we had the top five. Number one, Trap Scratch Ward 10. Number two, Toppling Goliath Morning Delight. Number three, The Alchemist Heady Topper. Number four, Great Divide Yeti Imperial Stout Oak Age. Number five, Surly Darkness. And now we'll pick it up. Number six. From, all right, fact checker, how would you pronounce this brewery? Oh, good Lord. How would you pronounce that? That looks, oh, that is a bell. That's from Belgium.
Belgium?
Brouwerij Three Fonteinenum.
Brouwerij blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and their beer is Three Fonteinenum Homage. Right. So you can get that in Colorado, apparently, Chris.
Did they tell you where in Colorado you can actually get them?
Well, you know, if I did more research, okay. I could possibly answer that question.
But not
so number seven.
I meant to plug the place where we got these beers. What's it called?
Heritage Liquors.
Heritage Liquors.
Heritage Liquors.
Off Centennial. Of Arapaho in Centennial, Colorado.
Now, I have skied at
A-Basin?
A-Basin. Have you been to A-Basin?
That's what the locals call it.
Yes, that's what I called it because I was a cool skier at A-Basin, scared out of my gourd going up the lift. Number seven, main beer. We've had this one with our good friend Jeff. Dinner.
Oh, dinner. I was
from Main Beer Company.
I used to get Main Beer at Heritage Liquor quite often, but I didn't see it this time. I was looking for it.
Yeah, that would have been a good East Coast one. And from Port Brewing Company, The Lost Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
Port Brewing, Older Viscosity.
Port Brewing, one of my Pizza Port, one of my favorite places to go when I'm in the Carlsbad, San Diego area. Pizza place, great beer, great vibe.
And they share the brewery. There's that brewery that they share with Lost Abbey.
Yeah, yeah. In the, yeah, their actual brewing facilities outside of the...
Now I have to go to San Diego.
Yep. I have a t-shirt. I have a Lost Abbey t-shirt. Oh, I'm not wearing it.
And number nine.
You should definitely go to San Diego.
I've never been. I've heard great
things. San Diego.
San Diego. The whale's vagina. Number nine. Number nine. North Coast Brewing Company. North Coast. Old Rasputin.
Old Rasputin.
Bourbon Barrel.
Okay. We've been there in Fort Bragg, California.
Mm-hmm. Really? Look at you knowing all these. You're way more beery than me.
This is all we do. The kids are like, we have to go to a brewery here.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're going to cool places.
That was pre-kids. That was a long time ago, actually, right in Northwest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you can get Russian River out here? But that's number 11. So let me go to number 10.
I've got Russian River out here.
Destroys Browers. Strace Black Albert. Let me look where this one is.
Is that the Russian River?
This is another thing from Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flanders.
All right, we can go in that beer fridge and see if we see any of that Belgium stuff.
All right, I love getting stuff from Belgium. Mm-hmm. So back to you, Chris. We're on our third and final beer as we complete our tour across the country. A reminder for all people, we started on the East Coast with a little Dogfish Head Ale. Experimental Beach Plum. What was it called?
Eastern Seaboard.
Eastern Seaboard.
Delicious. I feel bad for bad mouthing it at the beginning.
Drink most of it. Sherry's come around and kicked the bottle.
Yeah. You want to drink some of that one?
And our number two from Colorado, from Cellar West Artisan Ales, Westfield, their Saison, aged in oak barrels. From 2019, before the pandemic even started. Wow. Oh my gosh. Wax. People at home, we have a wax-sealed third beer coming from the West Coast. I'm just so anxious to hear this.
Wow. Good picture of it before
you. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my goodness.
Fancy.
So this is from Fremont Brewing in Seattle.
Seattle.
Not California. We're going to Seattle.
Fremont Brewing, yeah, Seattle, Washington.
There was a Fremont in Seattle.
This is called real quick. The Rusty Nail.
The Rusty Nail. Isn't that a bar?
This beer was $30.
What? How are your children going to go to college?
I assume this is special. So I picked one beer that was expensive.
$30? That's like champagne.
Whoa.
Oh, that's like, for you people at home, that's pouring like motor oil.
Yes.
But it is kicking
like
up.
Like a rusty nail.
It is kicking up quite the head.
Pretty, a beautiful.
But that head is a very dark brown.
Bubbled. Yeah, it was like pouring motor oil. And
I picked a better thing. You go for it.
Whoa. All right. I'm glad we got a dark beer into the mix this episode.
Do you remember when we had that that Sam Adams beer that we saved forever when we finally drank it and it was like, oh my God!
It could have been the fact that that was purchased in Wheaton or in D.C. area. It moved to Seattle.
Yep.
It moved back from Seattle to Washington, D.C., went up to Rockville. And I think it was in Rockville when you finally opened it. But it was like, It moved around a lot, and probably not in the most pristine of conditions that we were storing.
Not to mention when we did pop the cork shattered into powder.
Yes.
So it could have possibly been off. We might have wanted to drink that beer much sooner.
So this is a limited 2021 release of Fremont Brewing's Rusty Nail.
Why does the name Rusty Nail sound familiar? Is that a bar in some TV show? That's two things from pop culture that are sticking in my head now. Cactus juice and rusty nail.
The rusty nail begins life as the first nail, an oatmeal stout of epic proportions with brewer's licorice, smoked barley, and pale malt, and is then aged on cinnamon bark.
Ooh.
She becomes the rusty nail after spending 15 months in 12-year-old bourbon barrels. The rusty nail pounds your palate, challenges your perception of all you've known of beer, and leaves you wanting another sip. A fine beer may be judged by one sip, but it's better to be thoroughly sure. That's a good beer quote to leave at the end.
Age this beer.
Wait, read that quote again.
A fine beer may be judged by one sip, but it's better to be thoroughly sure.
VWP is the...
Okay, so smelling, I get raisins.
I
get dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate, yep. I get dark chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate is, yeah.
Really maybe some deep cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry, I get cherry too.
I get some cherry, yeah.
Yeah, but
chocolate covered cherry.
Yeah, I'm getting dark chocolate. All right, are we going to taste this thing? Well,
no,
thank you. See, the COVID went away.
Yeah.
This was pre-COVID. Cleared everything up.
Ooh.
So that. So that is the raisin. So I was getting the raisin. Like that is like a.
Yeah.
This is like Pruno. Like shit that somebody would make in prison. With like
no
the
offense.
Sugar products. The sugar products you might have. Not that I know what Pruno tastes like, but this is what I imagine it might taste like.
I get some like
that
dark,
is super
dark
sweet.
Licorice type flavors.
That does not taste like a beer.
No, it's like more of a porty kind
port,
of.
Yeah. The first thing in my head was port and then Pruno.
Right.
Whoa.
It's port, but not as good as a port.
Woo! It'd be like if somebody said, hey, I just made this effervescent chocolate liqueur.
A liqueur taste almost.
Yes.
I would say that's
I have to say the second pull was better than the first.
Yeah, sometimes these beers you have to work on.
This one I bet you tastes a little better if you let it warm up a little bit.
That's a good idea.
As Jeff taught me.
12.3%.
That's why I feel better all of a sudden, because it burned out everything in my throat.
Yeah.
Now it's all good.
We need to drink this in quarto glasses or something like
yes.
that. Yes. It's a...
The color, they say, dark, opaque, black.
Oh, yeah. It is...
It is definitely
sweet,
opaque.
And it pours with viscosity. It's like...
Heavy sweet aromatics in the form of toffee, brown sugar, chocolate, and caramel, alongside cinnamon and licorice, anise, and woody aromas.
Did it get any cherry?
Flavor, intensely sweet and gently bitter, with moderate lingering sweetness and light umami in a thick and spicy mouth-warming body. Oh, it's warming, all right.
Yeah, it is warming.
This is a sitting by a fire beer.
Yes. Good winter. And we only have, like, half of three-fourths of a bottle still to drink.
Can we cork it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the umami.
I got a little umami. Mm-hmm.
Got a little spiciness.
You getting spice?
Released in June and limited. Age this beer or try one now. Go on.
It smells great.
This is a beer that I would have once there's snow on the ground that doesn't melt the next day. Mm-hmm. Got to be well into the winter.
I mean, it really, it smells fantastic. So, chocolatey and...
And like I said, this was a $30 bottle of beer. It's a big one. It's a, what, a 22 ounce?
You know, Chris, one of these days when you what was that?
Ice cubes.
Oh. When you travel east to go somewhere, you need to pit stop back in D.C. because I still have all those barley wines I've been saving. Nigh on 4 to 5 years of aging now for our special barley wine episode. So don't forget me.
Imperial oatmeal stout brewed with licorice with cinnamon bark added. Aged in bourbon barrels.
I'm not getting the cinnamon. Maybe there is cinnamon. Maybe that is what it is. Cinnamon?
It's so chocolatey.
I don't get licorice. But I definitely get raisin.
That might be the licorice that we're...
Did you get through your glass? I don't know if I can get through this.
Oh, yeah, I got through my glass.
I did a very small pour.
It's very tasty. It got better with each sip.
Yeah, we should come back in an hour after it's warmed up to room temperature and see how it...
That is an excellent idea.
Warmed Rusty Nail video episode.
Ah, yes. That sounds wonderful.
All right.
So...
That's it for this episode.
We want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Are we ready to wrap it up?
So the beers we had tonight were Eastern Seabird.
Seabird.
From Dogfish Head
Brewing. Seabird!
Cellar West Artisan Ales, Westfield.
He has a bird now.
Fremont Brewing's The Rusty Nail, limited 2021 release. Mike, you have to take one of these lovely beers home. Which one is it?
That's a tough one. They're bottles, and I am traveling in the air, and there's a lot of chance.
It may burst all over your clothes. Yeah. What do you want to smell for the next 3 months?
Yeah. I could probably get that one. I could drive and get on my own. I'm trying to remember what the Westfield one tasted like now.
Really mild compared to
to our Saison. So, yeah, I'm
glad we did this one last. It's making sure his cheeks red.
I know.
So it's like, which one did I like the most? It was the Seaboard. That one tasted the best. Which one would I want to take with me that has some unique flavor profiles? I'd probably want to get multiple bottles of the Rusty Nail and then drink one every year to see if it tasted differently as it aged over time. Okay, and then by the third time of drinking, go, nah, you know, it is what it was the first time. And the extra aging didn't do much. And now I've experienced it for 3 times in 3 years. But I definitely like the bouquet on the Rusty Nail is very intriguing.
Yeah, these are hard to judge against each other because they're so very different beers. I think I'm going to go. I like the Beach Plums. And maybe it's a little Dogfish Head, you know.
No, but it had a good flavor.
Sentimentality for the East Coast and, you know, going to Dogfish Head Beer and Eats or whatever that place was called. Trying all their weird, horrible beers.
I don't know. They had some great beers. They're
Grains beers or whatever.
Oh, that one was terrible. Made with the spit of Aboriginal people. But actually, you know what you should try right now, real quick, before you make a decision? Try a little sip of this Westfield Saison after you've had your palate.
Yeah.
With the chocolate covering, put this against it. We can't even try back the Beach Bum because it's so good we all drank it. So that's obviously the winner. But now that Saison's got a much nicer. Yeah, right?
Nice. That's what I was saying. It's like refreshing.
Right. That's why I was like, you got to try that again. I just went back to it and I was like, huh.
Because I don't think I even finished my glass of that.
No, it's got a nice. And this one's the one from 2019. Yeah. So this one also aged and it's got that mellow thing, but it still has some effervescence and some fruit notes. I'm going to change mine back to that. That's the one I would want to take home.
White grape and pear.
Yeah. The pear, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
a light, it's really light fruity. There.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's not a summer, say, like most Saisons, you would say this is a summer beer. This one actually tastes like a nice fall beer.
Yeah.
It's like a cider almost.
It's a good fall beer, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Goes well with that crispy leaf.
All right, shall we call it an episode?
We should call it an episode. So thanks for listening to CNBC episode 99. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes.
100 because we started with episode 0.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's the inside information. But we're going to go with 99 Luftballon.
99.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That's way more appropriate. I like having a fact checker here. Pass it around. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/CNBC podcast. So go give us a like there. You can also see our videos on YouTube, youtube.com/CNBC podcast. Subscribe and hit the bell notification. That's what they all say on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
So you'll get notifications. And like the videos. Yes. I'm sure we'll post some videos over this next 3 weeks of recording episodes.
Absolutely.
You can also follow us on Twitter at CNBC Podcast, where we always post when we have new episodes up.
Wonderful. So, Chris, you know I'm a single person in my elder middle age now. And here's my quote for this episode. I want someone to look at me the way I look at beer.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. Cheers. Cry, but I don't care no more, no, no, 'cause she ain't mine. That rusty nail gave me a thrill. For a quick recap, oh my God, I hope I can find the list. 6 minutes of prep. There's another man that she found, 'cause the only time she loved me was when I ain't around.